are tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Homeland Season 2, Season 5, Episode 2, The Tradition of Hospitality. And into the danger zone we went today.
Yes.
I'm Frank Maiorani. You guys can find me on social media at Let's Go Frank M on Twitter. I'm joined by Stephanie Garrett. Stephanie, where can they find you on social media?
I am at StephanieG3360 on Instagram and Twitter, and also YouTube, StephanieGarrett3360.
We got them all in there.
I know. I'm everywhere.
And we got Julian Dujeric. Julian, where can they find you?
Again, thank you for pronouncing my last name correctly. You're rocking it.
I practiced.
Did you?
Yeah.
You had 7 days too, so I hope you got it. You can find me everywhere on social media across the board at Julian Dujeric.
All right. Welcome in, guys. We like to start the show each week with our social media shout outs. So last week we asked you to use the hashtag ABTV Homeland to send us in your predictions and what you thought would happen the rest of the way. And we did have one response on Twitter. We're going to go Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and I have Twitter. And we had one user at Jin Lenzo write in to say, I predict they're going to kidnap Carrie's daughter, which was a very interesting prediction. He's kind of playing off mine, where I said Carrie's boyfriend is going to get killed at some point during the season. So, you know, he agrees with me that something's going to happen with Carrie's loved ones, which is an interesting thought.
Yeah.
So we want to thank you for sending that in, Lenzo, and keep tweeting at us the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Stephanie, I know you saw something on Instagram.
Yeah, Melissa Pond sent us a nice comment. She said, loved you on the show last night. The mommies are out there listening to you and loving Homeland.
Oh, that's great.
It's so cool the way technology to say thanks. Thanks for the entertainment. You guys were great.
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
Yeah. What was her name, Melissa?
Melissa Pond.
Yes. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
And Julian had some YouTube interaction.
Yes. You guys who have been commenting on YouTube, thank you for that and keep commenting. Mm-hmm. We love it. I don't know which camera to look in, so I'm going to just look at this one.
Yeah.
One user in particular, the Musty Goon, awesome name, commented, Quinn is so broken. He's a soulless assassin at this point. Oh. A government-funded Sicario, which I thought was an interesting perspective. I actually replied to him or her, Musty Goon.
Well, I think,
and I thought that was really
we see
insightful.
That in this episode, too.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Quinn a lot, but yeah, it was a bit soulless.
Yes.
We'll get to that. Though.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but thank you, Musty Goon.
Thank you.
And Melissa and...
And Lenzo.
Lenzo. Okay.
Lenzo, yeah, he's got a great name. All right, so let's dive on into the episode here, guys.
Alrighty.
A really exciting and fun episode throughout. I mean, the tension is established right at the beginning. We don't spare any time at all getting right to General Ladia Camp. Give me your general thoughts about the episode, and then we'll bring it back.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I liked the action. I liked that, you know, they arrive in Lebanon, and of course, you know something's going to go wrong.
Exactly,
you
right?
You could just smell it in the air. So, I thought it was great.
I thought it was very well paced. The drama and the music that was embedded underneath was just perfectly placed.
Yes.
I thought that was it was brilliant. I love this episode.
I love what you said about the pacing because you can always kind of feel something coming, and the music just adds to that.
Absolutely,
it starts quiet and then starts building to eventually where something explosive happens,
which is a deliberate thing, obviously, but it's that can go wrong and that can be placed in just speaking just purely from a production standpoint. It could be cheesy, and I'm so glad that they sort of followed the narrative and felt it out. It seems organic.
Shout out to the composers and the scoring people
over
at the Homeland crew. You guys are awesome. So we start off the episode with Carrie going to meet with the Hezbollah commander, Waleed. She brings with her $40,000 and goes to meet with him to make sure that her agreement that she came to in the last episode is honored and gives him the money. Of course, that all goes wrong eventually.
Right. because they only have an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Otto wants to get his shine on with the media and shake hands and kiss babies, and it's not really the proper time.
Right. And that's what Waleed tells him.
Yeah.
You have an hour.
Right.
That I wouldn't go much past that. Mm-hmm. And then they eventually do go past the hour that Waleed tells them to. Right. Obviously, we find out some more information later, which we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. But, Julian, what did you think of that and, what Hezbollah promised versus, obviously, what they delivered?
Well, obviously, I mean, I thought... I guess it's not so obvious what I thought. I think it was interesting that immediately following their sort of ending of that hour, this threat came and revealed itself. It was I thought that was interesting. They would be experts in telling Carrie how long they would have, and they did tell her only an hour. And so I thought it was a good. A good play. I thought it was a good narrative.
Yeah, and I think it's okay. We could just jump ahead and talk about the camp scene because we have other characters that we want to talk about in a linear way. But Waleed tells them they have an hour. So I'm wondering, because Otto didn't leave at an hour. He asked for an extra 10 minutes to do some glad handing with the refugees at the camp. And that extra 10 minutes cost him...
Right.
The chaos, because in that 10 minutes, a mom and her child came forward to Turing and asked him to make sure that they have schools, and he's like, well, food and shelter first, but then we have a terrorist come with a bomb strapped to himself.
Yeah.
He cowardly grabs a woman in front of him when one of the security experts calls him out and says, you drop it. So it brings up a question in my mind of what does Turing know? It furthers my suspicion of him, because if Carrie says you've got an hour and Waleed said you've got an hour, why did he want an hour and 10 minutes? Did that strike any of you as weird that he would want the extra 10 minutes?
Maybe. In a way, I didn't. I kind of brushed it aside because I that's sort of my mind thinking that this is a TV show and I shouldn't think too hard about it. But again, it's written by people who are very smart and anything can happen. So yes, that's definitely something that's crossed my mind several times during this episode. And obviously in the past because of that. But I thought that was... I'm thinking maybe that's a possible. Anything is possible.
Yeah. True. Well, I'm growing more and more distrustful of Otto Turing. Because as we learn more and more about him, this is a man who's very smart, very calculating. So why is he pushing the limits at a refugee camp just to get some extra photo ops? Yeah. It struck me as weird. And
well, good press is good press.
Right.
You know, so,
and he did donate $10 million.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And with that comes a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's true.
And so he wants to make sure that attention is filtered in the best possible light.
Well, the reason that keeps coming up for me is because in many of Carrie's interactions, she met with Hank, an old associate of hers, in the bar in the hotel during the episode, and he says, come on, you're not working for this guy, right? I mean, he's a left-leaning, progressive, freedom of information, Julian Assange type, like you said last week. So he's the opposite of what Carrie has supported in the past. So it's just not making sense to the people around her, and especially Saul, that this is happening, that she really is doing her job and that's all it is for her. So one thing came up that I wanted to ask you guys about that was really interesting, where Hank says, come on, this is something you and Saul cooked up, where she can be on the inside of the foundation deliver information. So what did you think of that?
He just didn't buy it. He just didn't get it. And she's like, yeah, this is real. It's true. Yeah. You know, so I don't know. People just aren't buying what she's selling.
Do you believe Carrie, though?
I actually do.
Okay.
Yeah, so I personally do. I think she's out because she has a nice, stable life, and that's how she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also addicted to the drama.
Well, and then also last week you were talking about she's a mom now.
Right.
And you can sympathize with that.
Right.
And so she was talking about that a lot during the episode, how she wants her life to be mostly focused on her family and with her child, and didn't want to go back to that.
Yeah, and I was going to say, bring up a point from a little bit from last week's show, how she was trying to talk Otto out of not going is because she just didn't want to go.
Right.
Yeah. She doesn't want to leave her child and her boyfriend in her nice, stable life. She just didn't want to go. So now she's there, and, so.
Yeah. Julian, what do you think?
I tried to play the devil's advocate in my head. Like, maybe this is something that's happening that we haven't been revealed, that hasn't been revealed to us yet. But I believed her. I thought she, in this moment, is dedicated to her job because of what it provides for her in terms of stability and to some degree anonymity.
Right.
And I believed her. I don't believe that she is as dedicated to that job as she was to the federal government, to the CIA. I don't think she is as much as she was.
But she still goes out and meets with the Hezbollah commanders. Yeah. She has a complete understanding of what's required on the ground there. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you in a way, because we've seen so many seasons where Carrie is with the CIA. Mm-hmm. And we've only been through two episodes so far where she's working for Ada Turing.
Yeah.
It's just an interesting sequence that's going on between them, because there's a real possibility in my mind that this is a Saul and Carrie plot and a plan. How did he become Europe's division chief and Carrie's in Berlin? I'm starting to connect the dots here and seeing that there may be something larger in store. There's a 2-year gap from the previous season to now. You know, we didn't see how she got hired.
A lot can happen. Everything you just said, I agree with. A lot can happen in 2 years.
That's true.
Right, they didn't bring that up.
We didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, so let's move on to the next part of the episode, which is really interesting. Laura Sutton.
Yes.
Yeah, Julian, you talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Her comeuppance is here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she is spilling the beans, man. Wow. It was her journalistic duty. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she believes that. It's very interesting to me that she... I found a little bit of trepidation in her prior to having that meeting with Carrie.
That's right.
It's interesting to me that as soon as she sort of came to the realization that a lot of the other characters are coming to about Carrie in her new role now, she made a switch, and she was even more determined to tell the truth, which I thought, I don't know if you noticed that, or what did you think of that interaction and her attitude in last episode versus this one?
Because
she seemed a little angry she's a little vengeful, and I kind of want to know why. I mean, so what? Big deal. Government spy on their people. What is it to you? I mean, you know, she's a journalist, but I want to know what's in it for her. There's something at stake for her, I think, and I'm not sure what that is.
Is it just journalistic integrity, or the pursuit of truth, or is there another agenda at play?
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
There's a lot of fire on the inside of Laura Sutton. You know, she... Yeah. I think I'll disagree with you there. I don't think anything's at stake for her. I think it's a genuine passion for individual rights and not being spied upon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear, just to connect this to our current political state, Rand Paul is a big talker about, and Ron Paul really, about how should be no spying, no drones. You know, people don't want to be spied upon. And I think there's a real passion for this type of subject out there.
Right.
So I do think she doesn't have an ulterior motive. That would be my thought on her.
I'm leaning more in that direction. I don't know enough about her. I don't feel like she doesn't have much of a backstory within the context of this show. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know enough to say that conclusively.
Yeah.
But I would hope it's about journalistic integrity and the rights of the people telling the truth.
And I was remembering something you said last week while that TV interview scene was going on, because you said, I don't think she knows what she's in for.
There's a certain degree of ignorance too, I'm sure, is at play here. I think that more describes what I'm thinking with regards to Laura Sutton than any sort of ulterior motive.
Yeah. It might be true. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, we'll see.
I liked it. There was a really funny moment when she said, they're probably over at my apartment right now searching.
And they were.
Which was really funny. But then she gets detained. Mm-hmm. They arrest her right away. She's an American citizen in a foreign land. And when you start messing around with the law in a foreign land, you be very careful. They'll detain you. That German official there said, we can detain you for 18 months before your charges are ever brought. Mm-hmm. It's much different there. Mm-hmm. But then... Carrie's boyfriend shows up and gets her out.
Right.
So, which was really interesting. Because I thought she was going to be there for a while, and then she's out the same day.
Well, because according she... Well, no, never mind. I was going to say something that wasn't true. But what did she get out on, I wonder? Like, how...
Yeah, I'm wondering that.
Because I'm just ignorant of those international laws. So
we would all just be guessing at that point. Yeah. But apparently, I think it's safe to say her lawyer knew that it was completely ridiculous.
Right.
And that, you know, a judge got her out right away because he held up the order and said, you know, you and your bosses are going to be hearing about this.
Right.
So, obviously, the story is not over for Laura Sutton. There's a lot ahead. And we saw the guy from the porn shop and his buddy want to release more of the details. So he's trying to make contact with Laura before she gets arrested. So what do you guys think is in those files? What?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
A fun thought.
If we're going into predictions?
Not yet.
It's just more incriminating evidence about some seedy practices with different states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, different countries.
And outing some people that probably shouldn't be talked about.
That would be, I would think, like the location of informants.
Yep.
Maybe Saul's video when he got captured last season by Sami Khani.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting if that came up. but okay, so let's move on to, you know, further down in the episode, we meet up with Quinn. Obviously, at the end of the last episode, we saw that he got his next target, which was this lady named Fatima, who is a recruiter of young girls to go and be either ISIS wives or suicide bombers. And this storyline for me is, again, ripped right out of the headlines. We were talking about this last week. There was a story in the UK Guardian a couple years ago about how girls, how students were trying to get themselves to Syria to go and be ISIS wives. And this whole storyline was really creepy for me to watch. How was it for you guys?
I thought it was incredibly on point. I thought it was... I don't want to say it's indicative of what's happening over there, but it definitely gives you a different perspective, and it shows you that in war it's not always black and white. There's a ton of gray area, and you just never know, and it's important to inform yourself.
Yeah, I know Fatima. At first I kind of thought, well, maybe she's saving those girls. Then I thought, well, maybe not. If Quinn's taking her out.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
so.
And then she has that scene with one of the young girls recruiting her. Just basically saying, you know, Allah saved you.
Yes.
You know, you can go. And she's crying,
she's
clearly
her.
Not comfortable with this. I mean, these are young, impressionable girls, and they probably don't want to let this woman down who they're talking to.
Yeah.
But I was rooting for Quinn the whole way. I was like, I really hope that he, you know, he gets her.
Yeah.
I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it was so sad to me that. This is a young girl who has no family, who has no mother, no family. You know, so she probably looks to Fatima as a mother figure.
Right. Yeah,
and it was just so disheartening for me to see that play out in that way, and in a way that I thought was going to go one way, because we didn't see her when they were departing to go on their mission. We didn't see the young girl, and so it was. I kind of
at first, then she showed up late. Remember?
Yeah, she showed up late, but the reaction from Fatima was, she said, "I'm proud of you."
Oh,
so
right.
I don't think that Fatima expected this young girl to kind of buy what she was selling and show up, and so that was even more disheartening to see that, because I had kind of forgotten about that.
Yeah, this
happened pretty early in the episode. This conversation between Fatima and this young girl, and so I'd forgotten about that, and I remembered in that scene. Obviously, once I saw her come in, and it just kind of solidified my disdain and my broken heart.
And
I don't know.
When That's takes her out, and he's so. Just calm about it.
Well, you said soulless. Someone said on YouTube
soulless.
That it feels
the
soulless.
Musty goon.
And for a second there, I hate to even admit it, when he pulled down her mask and she looks him in the face and knows that she's about to die.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I felt bad for her, but
can say that.
I mean, it was like,
Yeah.
I mean, you're facing death.
Yeah.
In that moment. And I'm glad that Quinn took her out, because obviously she's doing horrible things. But there was just a moment for me.
Right.
And that's how this show's really good.
Yeah.
They toy with your emotions, so you really can't always be 100% certain of how you feel about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, Stephanie, you know, from your perspective as a mother, you know, you know, how did you sympathize extra with these young girls? I mean, clearly they have parents somewhere, mm-hmm. or, you know, someone didn't, you know, care for them enough along the way.
Yeah.
Did it strike you as, you know, a little bit deeper?
Yeah, I felt for them in a way that they felt the need to go with Fatima to do whatever she was asking.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they didn't have anyone. It's mm-hmm. like, that's a very lonely sort of a feeling, I would believe.
Yeah.
You know, you're sort of, like you said, you don't have family.
That's
a
great
point. You don't have any
guidance. Yeah.
You don't have any of that. And in their minds, Fatima probably is helping them.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, maybe she was helping them. Well, in their mind, she's helping them to go to another place and helping. But it's ultimately not the right place to go.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that's very sad.
And recruiting is always so much more yeah. different than yeah. the actual experience.
Right.
I'm sure.
What yeah. I felt, I actually felt for Quinn a little bit, because yeah. can you imagine all that he's seen,
yeah. mm.
everything that he's done, even before we've, I'm sure, even before we've seen him introduced into this show, just thinking his backstory and his history with the CIA, to be that, because you could see it in his eyes, to be that deliberate about taking out a target, which mm-hmm. to any other agent would just be another target,
yeah. mm-hmm.
You can tell that it affected him, what he was witnessing.
Really? Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, witnessing as far as the events are concerned.
As far as Fatima doing what she was doing to these yeah. little girls. Mm, okay. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm reading a little too into it.
I agree with you. I'm just saying the assassination yeah. was very cold.
Yeah, it was very, very cold. The actual assassination, but I think the moments leading up to that, for me, I felt like Quinn was just, I can't wait to take this out, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's yeah. that's what I read on his face.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely. I agree
yeah,
with you. And he's becoming more and more the Jason Bourne figure mm-hmm. that I was talking about. And we will save the surprise
yeah.
that we got regarding Quinn's next target
yeah.
to the end of our show here. But I want to move on to a topic that we've kind of talked about already, but mm-hmm. something that is on the front of my mind about this show is, who is playing who in this? We know that Saul and Carrie have always been allies for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And Otto Dering is a really smart guy. And
yeah.
and I'm wondering if he is playing Carrie or if Carrie is playing him. Because he's super smart. He clearly has an objective to, you know, he's more of a free world type of guy. And I'm wondering if you guys think the same, if it's possible that he could be playing Carrie.
Wow, that's interesting. I think now that I know what I know, I think Carrie may be playing him.
Okay.
I think she's flipped the script a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So do you think it's a part of her and Saul's, like, idea that
Could
they came
be.
Up with,
yeah.
or just that?
I think that, you know, this is a part of her situation, yeah.
yeah. Okay.
I don't know if he's... I'm not sure if he's playing her. What do you think?
I think he... I think Carrie's playing him, but mm-hmm. I just want to play... I'm not even playing devil's advocate, just speculate about the other side. If he were to be playing mm-hmm. her... what is his MO? Like, what is he trying to gain from it?
Probably insider information about CIA operations.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking that
then
this
that's,
doesn't
then it's a
feel...
quite a possibility.
You know, you're right. I was thinking
yeah.
maybe he wants more connections to Lebanon and the Middle East.
Yeah,
for
maybe.
For his businesses and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's actually,
these are
that
a,
makes
lot
a lot of
fun
sense.
Possibilities.
Makes sense.
Right?
We want to hear what,
yeah.
what
wanna,
you think.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hear what you think, guys.
Right.
So tweet us, comment on our YouTube videos, or hit Stephanie up on Instagram mm-hmm. and let her know what you think. Use the hashtag ABTVHomeland and let us know what you think. Is Otto Dering playing Carrie mm-hmm. or are Carrie and or Saul playing him? Mm. It'll be interesting to track that the rest of the way as we go through this.
I hope he's playing Carrie.
Season. You
really?
Hope that?
I do. Because I just want to know what Carrie would do.
Yeah.
I want to know how she would, what would be her counter move.
No,
because we kind of we expect that Carrie has this sort of, you know, cunning and two steps ahead of you mm-hmm. mentality and you know that wouldn't surprise me if Carrie was playing him,
right.
Carrie and Saul were playing him, but I would hope that would be an interesting twist.
Yeah,
I think
it's a super interesting twist,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
but their relationship for now seems very close.
Yeah.
Right.
When Carrie and Dering are fleeing the scene of Ladia Camp after the bomber is killed, we find out that the driver of their vehicle is actually part of the plot because he's driving
yeah.
so fast
mm-hmm.
that he's trying to drive them into an IED.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie, super smart, has seen this before, realizes that there isn't anybody else around the area,
yeah.
the blast area,
mm-hmm.
and hits the parking brake and stops the vehicle
yeah.
short. So for now, they're great buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But how exciting was that chase scene? Yeah. And there was so much action. Yeah. That's what I love about this show. They can really, really turn up the action.
Yeah.
She got him to safety to this plane, and he says, I won't forget it.
Yeah. He won't forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he can't forget it.
Right.
Even if he is playing her.
He kind of owes her.
Right.
He owes her now.
And I'm wondering if he knows her character enough to anticipate that she wants to stay behind. Mm. Because she's addicted to the fight.
I didn't read that on his face. Okay. He seemed genuinely surprised. Okay. Like, what are you get on this plane right now? What are you doing? That was what I got from him, so I don't think so.
You can be free to disagree on that. This is what makes a great show, is debate about the intentions of the characters.
I do agree with you that Carrie is addicted to the drama.
I agree too.
I think that is spot on, but I don't know that he knows that.
Because when we were watching, you guys don't see this, but when we were watching Julian and Stephanie, when Carrie says, I'm going to stay, they both went, oh, are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah. But
yeah, we were very...
Get on that plane, girl. Yeah.
Because she's Carrie, you know? This is what Carrie does.
And it's like, wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is she staying back when she supposedly is no longer in the CIA? And she says, no, I'm going to stay back and figure this out.
Yeah.
Why do you need to figure it out?
Why do you need... You have no business figuring it out.
That's right.
Your only business is to get on that plane,
Get on the plane and leave. So, if you want to stay with your daughter and your boyfriend, get on the plane
especially,
and go back.
That's great. Perfect. That's so true. I was thinking the same thing.
Right. Yeah.
Did you have something you wanted to add?
No. Okay. I agree 100% with you guys.
That's and then she goes into the bathroom and is shaking and is like, dear God, help
me. She had a meltdown.
Yeah.
Because you know why? I think she figured out that this is who she is.
Ooh.
That's just my personal... Hey,
that's
really
good.
I don't know if you agree with me, but when you figure out and you stand at the center of who you are and you figure that out, that's deep. And she probably had to hold on to something, and she just was like, oh, dear God, this is who I am.
That's great.
Wow.
I love that thought.
I'm just saying. My mind was not going there.
I saw that.
I thought of something more immediate. I thought she realized what she was about to do, like, because she knows the story. She knows how it will play out, so she knows what kind of situation she'll be in. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't want to. What did I do?
What I was going to say, but she's been in those situations before. It's nothing new to her. Being shot at and driving away and getting kidnapped over and over again.
So you see her, you see that as acceptance. I kind of almost see it as regret.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought she has been talking about her daughter.
It could be both.
It could be both. That's true.
Okay.
She could have a little of everything going on.
Yeah.
When you have to, you know, said, oh, you know, I got to figure this out. This is who I am. I can't go back to my daughter. Oh, my God.
And she is putting her work ahead of her family again.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a little bit of a reversion to the Carrie that we've known before, mm-hmm. which is someone who, you know, like you said, is coming into the realization of who she is.
Well, I was just going to add, she left her daughter with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's very brave. Because I barely want to leave my son with my own husband. And I mean, you know, he's a great dad and everything. Don't get me wrong, right, babe? But I'm just saying, you just, and he's not the father. So, that's just very brave. That's all I can say. All the moms know what I'm talking about. And, just, you know, and go to the war zone.
And Stephanie's husband, you're free to write in as well.
You might be tweeting right
to
now.
Write in your response.
What do you mean?
Write in your response, and we'll read it on the air to defend you against Stephanie's accusations.
Is it
eating Cheetos all night?
Right. Is it brave or is it something else also?
I
don't see Carrie even now. I don't picture her as a mother. Certainly not as a fit mother.
Yes, that's true.
That's just my opinion. She could be a great mother. From the scenes that we've seen so far, but I don't know.
I think some things come more important to her.
Yeah. Her work is her most important thing in her life. Mm-hmm. But she's
That's
9 months
fair.
Sober. She said she's 9 months sober
right,
in this episode.
Good.
So I think if she really wanted to be a good mother, she could. Because anything she really focuses herself on, she's great at.
Yeah.
She focused in on the Eladia camp and the connections it took to make her boss safe and observed her surroundings to figure out where the IED was.
Mm-hmm.
So she's really talented when she's focused on something.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when she's not and her mind gets scattered, that's when she gets into
so
trouble.
So it might be about figuring out, because I don't know that she's made that decision yet that the CIA work is what she ultimately wants. I don't know that she's made that decision. It could be that that is what she wants. I just feel like she's still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She could be.
She could be.
I mean, speaking of the CIA, we have a little internecine battle going on between Saul Berenson and the Berlin station chief. Allison Carr.
Yeah. Allison Carr.
Allison Carr is the Berlin station chief. Saul is the European division chief, and the Germans want a high-profile head on a spike because of the leak of the information about their arranged spying program. Now, we cheated a little bit because at the end of the episode, we saw scenes from next week, and Saul, we see an angry Saul, a fired-up Saul, keeping it bottling up, and he's like, if I can't remember exactly what he said, but if you come at the king, you best not miss.
Yeah.
Right. That's an old saying, if you take down a queen, you better kill her.
Yeah.
You want to take down a king, you better kill her.
Yeah.
That's that old saying.
Because he suggests to your boy Dardal that, that Saul should be the one who is fired instead of Allison. Mm. And Allison, come on. I mean, you got to know
Saul's
better
not going to get fired.
No.
No, she threw him under the bus, though.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad.
Ooh, she's like, yeah, get him. Leave me alone. Call him.
And just the last few words that she said, he's dedicated to his job. He loves this country. He'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if that would make any difference. As if Dardal is so stupid that he would be woed by that, you know? Like, he would be, his opinion of Saul or what is, or who should be out at this point would change.
No.
But when we watched the episode and the way, the actor played it, Dardal stops, listens, and is completely still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we get the impression that he is actually considering this.
Yeah.
Now, again, we got the reveal at the end of the episode that it doesn't look like that's going to go really well for Allison.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how much time she has left.
We don't know. We don't know if his target is Carrie, and we don't know if his target isn't Carrie.
That's right.
I would imagine that Carrie is the only person in Saul's life that would prompt a response that way, based on the preview that preview response.
Yeah.
But I've been surprised so many times already. I don't want to make a conclusive statement about that.
Well,
you never know.
Point. Let's move to that. What you just hinted at, a perfect transition to the big twist at the end of the episode. Quinn picks up his information about who his next target is going to be. It's in a coded message in a newspaper, and the last name spells Matheson, which is Carrie's last name.
I went, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Nope.
Which, something that just dawned on me, actually. Hmm. Matheson, you predicted that it could, or someone predicted that it could be Carrie's daughter. Maybe Matheson is Carrie's daughter. Maybe that's the target.
Ooh.
Oh.
But
just saying.
Carrie's daughter's last name is Brody.
Brody.
Is it?
Right.
Is Brody.
Never mind then.
Yeah. She's her last name is Brody, but
okay, but
I think
I just like the issue prediction.
It could be it's a fun thought. It's interesting, and we want to agree with our viewers when they say something smart. This brings up a lot of questions about the next episode. What a perfect cliffhanger, by the way, from the writers. This was such a well-written episode. Like you were saying, Julian, perfectly paced, well-written. I love the dialogue. There's no wasted dialogue. There's nothing unnecessary in the way that they speak to each other, and it's all very real. So let's go ahead. We'll get into predictions.
Okay.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So, the question is Quinn going to go through with it? And I have a really hard time believing that.
Yeah.
I do not think Quinn will kill Carrie, obviously. I think they had a romantic relationship in just last season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he's going to reach out to Carrie, try and figure out who it is that's who's on the inside of the CIA or with the German intelligence trying to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be my prediction, that there's no way he's killing her. There's no way that she is the target or will be killed. I'm kind of cheating because she's the lead in the series and there's no way that she's going to go.
And he already tried to kill her once before.
And she got shot by Quinn previously. So he's not going to shoot her again. What's your prediction, Stephanie?
I think we're going to find out who wants to kill her. And my personal opinion may be Dardal.
Really?
Because, you know, he just doesn't...
can issue the order.
Yeah, he's the one... Who's the one more powerful in the organization that can issue the order?
And I'm wondering if he had access to those pictures of Carrie and...
Laura,
you know, mm-hmm. meeting. Obviously, those pictures have no context because we know, as viewers, having seen the scene between them, that it was purely antagonistic between the two, and that Carrie did not help her at all.
No.
But when you see something in a picture, it looks much different.
Right.
So I want to further your point and say that, yeah, I mean, that's certainly possible that Dardal is pulling the strings, the puppeteer.
Yeah.
I think Dardal might be the only person capable of doing that, because I give Saul a little bit more credit than that. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know that he actually believes that Carrie is on the other side or is doing something that goes against American interests.
Right.
So I think, what my prediction?
Wait, did you say Dardal doesn't do anything against American interests?
Did I say Dardal? I meant Carrie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't believe that Saul believes that Carrie is a bad girl,
right.
a bad guy. You know,
right.
Predictions. I think I don't even know where to go. To be honest,
that's so many.
Well, yeah, I had one more thought on Dardal, so I'll give you a minute to think about yours. One more thought about Dardal is that we find out that a Hezbollah member is in Carrie's hotel room and returns the $40,000 because they did not honor their agreement. And he, Behrouz shows Carrie the video of Walid being beaten and tortured, saying, who was it that hired you? Who was the target? And then we find out that the target was actually Carrie in the whole Aladia camp visit. So it's whoever's behind it is someone who is connected behind the scenes to Hezbollah members. And to further your prediction, Stephanie, last season we saw Dardal in the car with Haysam Haqqani making another deal.
Yeah.
So it's certainly possible, given the clues that we were given in this episode, that your prediction could be true.
Yeah. She's a thorn in their sides, and I think that, you know, at this point they just want to get rid of her.
It could be. Yeah.
So I guess then my prediction. I think Dardal is pulling some strings, and not for the right people. Not for the people that I would like for him to pull strings for. I don't think he's playing for the American team. Mm-hmm. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. You know, I think he's definitely, there's something that's going to be revealed about Dardal that shakes up the entire dynamic between or among Carrie and Saul and even Quinn to some extent.
Yes.
Something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a riff where there's a distrust of Dardal and that's going to be an interesting play.
I absolutely agree with him. I always thought since I met Dardal that he was a mole.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought about that from him because he just seems so shady to me.
Yeah.
So
even in the intimate moments, like when you're when your phones are not being bugged and you're in supposedly safe space, he still doesn't really come across as authentic to me.
Yeah.
In what he's saying.
Yeah. Like you can't trust him.
I can't trust him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, the one character that I miss this season more than any other is Lockhart. I loved him last season, especially when he was humbled and he's not the director anymore.
Yeah.
Because he was such a great counterbalance. He's so in your face and you know exactly where he's coming from and there's no deception a part of him. So he was a nice counter to Dardal, in my opinion. I really liked him. Plus, I thought he was really funny. He was a really, really great character.
Yeah.
So I hope he comes back. I looked on IMDb. He hasn't been listed for the 12 episodes that are out there this year. Mm-hmm. But I miss that character a lot. I wish he was coming back, but
he seemed very honest.
Well, honest. I mean, he was kind of a jerk at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
But you always knew exactly what he was going to do.
Said,
So Dardal is the antithesis of that.
I believe so.
Yeah.
And I believe we're going to see something. We're going to see evidence of that very soon.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Saul's going to be a tad surprised.
Saul.
He's going to be looking like really. That's my prediction. I think Saul kind of trusts him a little bit. You know. I mean, he doesn't
trust Dardal.
Yeah,
well, yeah. Remember,
they
made the deal at the end of last season to trade the SD card of Saul's video with the terrorist for a position within the CIA again. Now, Saul didn't specify exactly where it was. We know that he made a bid for director, but it didn't go through. So where did he end up instead? Right in Carrie's territory.
Right in Carrie's territory.
Perfect for us.
And I just want to point out, I wrote this down, when... oh man, when Saul was shown these photos of Carrie and Laura Sutton interacting, there was a benefit of the doubt given to Carrie, which I didn't anticipate, and I thought was on behalf of what's the young lady's name with the red hair? Oh man,
Allison.
Thank you. So I'm sorry,
Allison.
I'm sorry.
Wait, the station chief? Or
yeah, she said.
Yeah,
she
said Allison Carr.
And I'm paraphrasing heavily, but she said something to the effect of, you know, something like I don't feel as though that's the case. I don't think Carrie would betray us, but. I get you never know kind of thing. Like she prefaced her doubt in Carrie with
she did.
I don't believe that that's the truth, but we should still look into it.
Yeah, and Allison is trying to survive right now. She's trying to paint other people in a bad light. You know, Carrie. You know, look how good and valuable I am. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the old saying? If you have to say it, you're not.
Right.
So you know how valuable I am, and you know, and I can take care of our undercovers and recruit more assets. So she's really just clawing for any handle, any handhold where she could stay with the agency right now. So a desperate character.
Yeah, she's.
So maybe doing that, giving that disclaimer is probably a way to kind of save face with Saul,
it
so that
be.
He doesn't think, oh, what's her agenda?
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting. We have a lot to look forward to the rest of the season. We want all of you guys to submit in your comments. Let us know what your predictions are. Use the hashtag. ABTV Homeland. Let's get final thoughts. Julian Dujeric.
Fantastic episode. Loved it. Every waking moment. Nothing was wasteful, and I want to see more of this.
And where can the good people find you on social media?
You can find me at Julian Dujeric across the board on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it.
Yeah.
Stephanie Garrett.
I love this episode. I'm so excited to see the direction that Carrie and everybody goes into. Very exciting. So I can't wait to next episode. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Stephanie G3360, and YouTube at Stephanie Garrett 3360.
All right, guys. And I'm Frank Majorana. You can find me on Twitter at Let's Go Frank M. Thank you so much for listening this week. We are your AfterBuzz TV Homeland team. Come on back next week. Like us on YouTube, through iTunes. Be sure to leave a comment or a thumbs up. And we appreciate you all. Thanks so much and have a great week.
See ya. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz,
see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.